It is the Sweet 16 of March Madness. All these games are going to be good. So I'm going to do a quick rundown of all my picks. For the East region, let's start off with Duke versus Virginia Tech. Duke came off a very close game against UCF where Zion, he got fouled, missed the free throw, but then it was put back in, and then Aubrey Dawkins missed the game-winning tip. But I think against Virginia Tech, in this game, I feel like Duke is going to come out, and I feel like they're going to get that wake-up call they had the last game. And I think they're just going to come out, play well. Zion's going to have a beast game. And I think it's just going to be too much for Virginia Tech. Michigan State versus LSU. Michigan State is a good offensive team. They can just score. And the thing about Michigan State is they have four times as many turnovers as Minnesota, but they still won by 20. They're not even in rhythm, and they are a rhythm team where if they start hitting shots and they start to score around the basket and they just get to their spots, I really feel like Michigan State's a deadly team. And I think against LSU, I think LSU will come out strong, but I think Michigan State will catch on fire, and I think they're going to come out with the win. Now, let's head to the West region. Gonzaga, Florida State, rematch of last year's Sweet 16. Gonzaga is a high-powered offense, but I think Florida State has a lot of big, long, lengthy defenders where they're going to make it a low-scoring game. But I think because Gonzaga has enough weapons and firepower, where someone like Hachimura, Clark, or anyone is just going to step up and have a big game, which will give them that edge. Michigan versus Texas Tech. Michigan is a pain in the ass to score against. They are just a great defensive team. I mean, this is just execution from a great coach in Boleyn. And I really think that going through this whole tournament, the one thing that stays consistent is defense. I mean, along with hustle, but mainly defense. And I think this is going to bother Texas Tech, where I think it's going to get them out of rhythm. But I think Texas Tech will go on a run to make it a close game. But I think it's just going to be too short. Virginia versus Oregon. Heading in to the South region, Virginia's the number one seed. And like last year, I have them losing in an upset to a much lower seed. I think Oregon will win because they're just on fire right now. They're a hot team, and they've just been able to play well without Bol Bol. And I think Oregon is really the Cinderella team. I'm not saying they're going to win the whole thing, but I'm thinking that they're going to make a good run. Tennessee-Purdue. This is a tough game to call. Purdue destroyed Villanova, and they have great defenders on their team. And they have size, but I think Tennessee is just going to win because Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield are just so experienced that they're going to know what to do in crunch time, and it's really going to help Tennessee get over the top. Now for the last region, Midwest region, North Carolina Auburn. This is the best game of the Sweet 16. These teams play very similar. They both play with pace. They're both great rebounding teams. But I think in the long run, I just have more confidence that North Carolina can make bigger plays in the execution and stretch of games more than Auburn can. And I really think Kobe White is just going to outplay Harper. And this is what's going to help give North Carolina the win. Houston, Kentucky. This is an upset I have. Houston has a great backcourt. They have been playing great defense so far. And Corey Davis Jr. has been balling. And I really think he's going to put a lot of pressure on the Kentucky ball handlers. And Houston is a team where, because of how great defensively they are, they're just going to be tough to knock off. And they're just pit bulls. I mean, those are all my picks that I have. Let me know what you think.